when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, everyone. Ho, ho, ho. It is the big weekend just around the corner. Father Christmas is coming to town. I hope you've got your sequins ready and you are going to go for it and enjoy yourself. I've had such a terrible cold. I cannot shift it. And it has just been the most magical time, though, guys. Like, when you think the snow came down, I couldn't believe it. I was like, OMG. Hayden was at my house and he was like, it's snowing. And I was like, oh, Hayden, not one of your jokes again. He's always playing pranks on me. And the snow come down and it looked so, so beautiful. But then the rain came and the snow is no longer. Now, I'm just hoping that the snow does start falling on Christmas Eve because it gives it such an amazing, magical appearance. Now, my fabulous huns, it's me, Gemma Collins. Welcome back to my podcast, where I chat all things fabulous. Now, guys, you've been sending me amazing questions, which, of course, I'll be helping you out with your dilemmas, your love life. But first, I have so much to tell you about my week. I'm so behind with my Christmas shopping. It has been a nightmare this year. I don't know why. Maybe because I've been ill and then I'm like, oh gosh, I need to feel better. I just haven't got the energy that I normally have. But I literally finished my last working week in London, which was incredible. I got to meet the one and only legend Debbie at Pineapple Dance Studios. I always wanted to go there as a kid. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm really going. And when I walked in, she's so fabulous. And I had a really good time there. I was filming my new campaign with New Look for spring. And it was just so much fun. I just felt like I was in Flashdance, which is, for any of you that don't know, an amazing 80s film. It was great, great fun. Then after, I couldn't resist, Dolce & Gabbana had a pop-up shop round the corner. And I went in there and I got some Christmas presents and I started to feel really, really Christmassy. I was bursting into song. I had the tunes on in the car and it was just a really nice end to my working week in London. Now, everyone always asks me, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, I just don't want anything, literally nothing. And it probably sounds really, really weird. I just feel like, you know, we've all got so much. And for me, Christmas is about giving rather than receiving. I'm definitely going to be getting my sequins on. And probably on Christmas Eve, I will start to feel excited. But I don't know why. I've just felt like it's a rush this year. So many people want to see me. And I'm just like, nah. If you want to see me, hun, you've got to come to me and bring the pigs in blankets because I'm not moving. I had a really busy week at home. I've had my curtains put up, cost of living crisis. Everyone needs to invest in a pair of curtains. They are life-changing. Literally, they keep the draft out. And it has been sub-zero temperatures. I mean, I don't know how Wim Hof gets in that bath, that ice bath. And I don't know how polar bears exist out in the wild. It is freezing. But like everyone else, keeping it real, I'm a little bit scared to keep whacking my heating up because normally I would have it on full blast, not giving a hoot. And it just makes you appreciate jumpers so much more. Like my friend's been ringing me saying, oh, Jim, have you got any of your fabulous GC jumpers? I'm like, yeah, I have actually. And they're like, oh my God, they're so warm, been putting them on in the house. And everyone is in the same boat. And maybe everyone is feeling ill because literally we're all just trying to keep the heating off, guys. But it does make me sad because, you know, my head does start to drift and I start thinking about, you know, all the people out there that are homeless or, you know, just can't do Christmas this year. I mean, lots of houses haven't got lights on. I just hope anyone in that situation that a miracle happens for you this Christmas, and I'm going to wish it for you because really everyone needs a miracle at Christmas. You know, for me, I've pretty much kind of, you know, always worked really hard and always been able to, you know, get sort of what I want out of life. And, you know, when people say to me, what do you want, what do you want? I honestly don't need anything. And it's such a nice feeling. And just because it's Christmas, you don't need presents. I just think it's about creating memories and spending time with people and hugging people and just relaxing, to be honest. I'm so excited. My poor mum, she's not been well either, but she's going to come up to stay early. And bless my dad, it was so, so upsetting last week. I told you before on the podcast that his twin brother was ill in hospital. And basically, sadly, he passed away. And that has just been so upsetting for us, you know. And I haven't seen my dad yet to give him a big hug, but I was just so, so upset. He was my favourite uncle. He was a lovely, lovely man. Everyone loved him. And we're all a bit of characters in, especially on my dad's side. And, you know, it's just so, 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 so sad. So I always think it's worse at Christmas, people passing, you know. But it's a time to remember the good times and the laughs you had with people. You know, hold them special memories. And, you know, that's a way of kind of dealing with it. And also, you know, if anyone feels sad out there or is welling up with emotion or needs to let the emotion out, just let it out. You know, there's nothing wrong with showing emotion. And if anyone feels lonely at Christmas, please don't be alone. Reach out to people. If you know someone's struggling, give them a helping hand. Now, guys, I am off to Lapland on a brighter note. I am taking Hayden, who is 14 years old, and I still try and convince him that Father Christmas really is real. I'm taking him to Lapland and I'm so, so excited. I never know what to get all of my friends' children. And I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to take them all to Lapland, UK. I am so excited for that. So I'm going to sit on Santa Claus' knee and say, dear Santa, can you make sure Christmas miracles come to all of those that need them this year? And, you know, it's not about over-spoiling people. It's just about, I think for me, it's memories and time. Like, I feel like a lot of people felt pressured this year with cost of living crisis going up, bills going up, you know, food's gone up massively. I went to the supermarket the other day and like normally my normal shop, like it's doubled. Now, you know, I've never had to worry about things like that. Being a single girl, yes, I've got my partner, you know, now and we live as a family, but I never used to worry about a supermarket shop. But it just goes to show what really is going on out there and everyone should, you know, just appreciate the smaller things this year. And take the pressure off. You know, if anyone's feeling pressured, then you don't need to. It was so sweet this week. My brother bought me around my favourite David Austin roses. That is the way to my heart. An after eight mint and a David Austin rose or a Terry's chocolate orange. If you want to get in the GC's good books, that is the way to do it. And I was so surprised. He went, oh, I'm popping over. I was like, all right, then I'll get the kettle on. And literally, he turned up with so many David Austin roses. And that is the best gift you can give me because I can plant it in the ground. I'm giving life to Mother Nature. I'm putting oxygen back into the soil. And I felt so like, oh my God, that excited me. I was like, that's such a lovely present. So that was a lovely surprise from my brother. He knows I'm all Mother Earth, Mother Nature, peace and love. But something really weird happened to me last week and I need to get the sage out. Everything I was picking up kept smashing. Bless, I met some lovely people on holiday and they sent me some beautiful flowers for Christmas. As I was literally opening up the flowers, they had a beautiful glass vase. It smashed. Then I went to light a candle. It smashed. I was like, what is going on? Something scary is happening. And I was like, you know what? I must sage, but I haven't had a minute. And I was just like, this week, I am avoiding glass at all costs. But I think this time of year, you try and do things really quick and rush everything. And I don't know what it is about Christmas. I like everything to be in its place, all organised. Everyone goes on about a spring clean, but literally, I love to do a winter clean. So this week as well, before all my guests come on Christmas Day, we're just going to have a bit of a quieter Christmas this year as well. I was having loads of people, but do you know what? It's this time of year, you really realise what matters. And I just want to give my dad, you know, lots of my time, lots of cuddles, and just kind of be there for him. So, yeah, I'm going to be getting my sage on, honeys. I'm going to be avoiding candles and glass at all costs. And I do need to next year have a lesson in wrapping up Christmas presents. I am the world's worst. I just haven't got the patience for it. So I'm going to try. I wrapped a present the other day. It was terrible. And my mum was like, you cannot give that to someone. And I'm like, mother, you're right. I couldn't argue with her or disagree. I just haven't got the knack with it. I can't find the kitchen scissors. So I do cut the paper with a knife. Then I run out of sellotape. It is a nightmare. So yeah, that is what, if anyone wants to get me some paper wrapping lessons, I mean, gosh, I just wish, you know, basically my PA is really good, but she's really busy this week. I'm just terrible at wrapping presents. And then one of Hayden's friends' mum was telling me how she wraps all her Christmas presents. They've got holly on them. They've got this, they've got that. And I'm like, you're joking. You sound like the guy, Mr. Bean out of Love Actually. I just stick like a, you know, a rosette sort of thing on top, double stick it down, job done. She goes all in. She puts sprinkles in. I mean, hopefully I can chat her up and she will come and wrap the Christmas presents because I've just not got the knack of it. So guys, that is what I have been up to this week. If any of you want to come round and wrap the Christmas presents, please do. I have lost quite a bit of weight this week, which is really weird on the build up to Christmas. I did have a few cheeky quality streak the other morning with my tea, but I've been so bunged up and so ill, I haven't fancied a single thing, which is not like me because, as you know, I love my food, especially at Christmas. It is about the indulgence, but I've just not felt well enough to indulge, guys.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So all you guys, guys, I love it when you get in contact with me. And the lovely Sandy got in contact this week to ask me what my New Year's resolutions were. Are they a yay or are they a nay? Sandy asked me. Well, basically, I mean, I've never stuck to 1 year's resolution ever in my life. I am perfectly fabulous as I am. And that is it. You know, we're constantly striving. We're constantly seeking maybe other people's approval. I don't, but I know there's other people out there that do. And it's like, do you know what? You don't need to go out the year with a bang. You don't need that latest car. You don't need this. You don't need that. You just need to just chill. So my New Year's resolution is just to relax, be present in the moment. You know, I watch Instagram. It gives me an absolute headache. And they've changed it. All I see is adverts coming up now. But literally, you know, I just want to be present in the moment and literally just chill. So, Sandy, I've got to say, New Year's resolutions are a nay for me. And I think they should be a nay for everyone. We've all been through a lot this year. And, you know, also, people just need to relax. You don't need to put pressure on yourself. So, yes, yeah, Sandy, thanks for getting in touch. Becky asked, what does 2023 look like for you? Well, Becky, thank you for asking. It's really busy already. I've got some fab TV shows coming up that I'm going to be recording for. And it's really, really going to be fun. Hopefully going to be moving this podcast into a studio so I can get guests on every week and entertain you guys. I love it when you tune into my podcast and find out what I've been up to. And, you know, 2023, I'm just going to go with what the universe gives me. Again, so many people put so much pressure on themselves. And you just don't need to. I am going to chill, not too much. I couldn't chill if I tried, but I'm just going to like enjoy it every day. I feel like we're always rushing. Or, oh, I wish I was here. Or, I wish I was doing that. Just enjoy the moment, hun. I'm going to try and start drinking. My New Year's resolution, I have got one. But I'm going to try and drink ginger every morning. I mean, I feel like that now. Ginger and turmeric, because I've got such a cold. And I'm just like, hell no, I can't have a cold. I'm sick of blowing my nose. I've been getting through toilet roll like it's going out of fashion. Like literally today, I'm on my third toilet roll. I've got a doctor's appointment soon and I cannot wait to go and ask the doctor to please stop my nose from running. Now, guys, your messages are always amazing. So thank you so much. This made me laugh. Tilly got in contact and said, Greg's, yes or no? Well, I've got to say yes to Greg's, honey. I love a Greg's sausage roll. And I've got to say, I'm a woman that loves tea. And Greg's do the best cup of tea ever. So I'm a hell yeah for the Greg's. Tony got in contact and said, did you ever think you'd be as successful as you are? Well, I've got to be honest, Tony, I did. I did think I was going to be successful. I didn't know what I'd be successful in, but I knew whatever I was going to do, I was going to give it my best shot and go for it and be at the top where I needed to be. And literally, I think if everyone's got that mindset, then you're really going to be doing amazing. Someone was telling me about Stephen Bartlett the other day and how he started out. And I was like, I was chatting to someone at a party and I was like, oh, we were talking about podcasts. And I was like, oh, that Stephen Bartlett's amazing. And someone was telling me his backstory. I didn't know it. And I just think, you know, if you are looking to be successful and you want to, you know, get successful, then you've got to get going. So I think if you've got the mindset that you want to be successful, then you have to live, breathe it and do it. Like so many people make excuses. Oh, what if, could have done, rare, rare, rare. And I'm just like, oh, hun, with that mindset, you are never going to make it. Being successful is exhausting. you know, becoming successful is really exhausting. And then when you get successful, you're like, right, what's next? Where can I go to next? So I do think if you've got a personal mission, you know, we're on this earth for a reason. We need to make it count. So Tony, if you are asking me, did I ever think I was going to be as successful as I am because you're feeling that way yourself, then I'm just wishing you all the best. Go for it, honey. Now, if you want my advice next week, have you got any love life dilemmas, personal dilemmas, body confidence issues? I am your girl. Don't forget to drop me a message or a voice note on Instagram or TikTok. It's gone so quick. I mean, I've had an amazing year. I'm so grateful always to the universe for having my back. We launched a podcast this year, which was great. I had some lovely family holidays, which was really amazing. I went to Mykonos. I went to Tenerife. I mean, what a summer we had. What a beautiful summer. I was in the garden. I've just found myself working out in an exercise video. I grew vegetables this year. I did so many amazing campaigns this year that have just been, quite frankly, unbelievable. And, you know, I'm always so grateful to the universe for guiding me and directing me and, you know, showing me where I'm meant to be going and the way forward. And, you know, continually will ever be grateful. And yeah, it has just been absolutely such a fast-paced year. I feel like it's gone so quick and I definitely went out on a high. Get your TVs to record if you're busy on Boxing Day. I am going to be in a TV show called The Greatest Snowman. It is going to be absolutely hilarious. I went out to Austria to sculpt some ice sculptures on the ice. I mean, I won't tell you what happens next, but you will be absolutely gripped to what is coming. So that is Channel 4, The Greatest Snowman, and that is on Boxing Day. Not forgetting my one-woman tour that I did this year. I mean, that was just incredibly amazing, you know, to tour the country and reach out to everyone and basically perform and sing and dance and, you know, touch base with you all was just incredible. We had the Queen's Jubilee and sadly the Queen didn't, you know, as not, well, sadly, the Queen passed away, which was very devastating. But it was just so nice again to remember, you know, the celebration of her life. And, you know, it is just, yeah, it's just been so much going on this year. So everyone deserves a perfect, perfect rest to the end of 2023. I threw the biggest Jubilee party this year and it was absolutely incredible. And I'm so glad. I think looking back over 2023, literally has just been incredible. And, you know, I think everyone, it's been a tough year. You know, there's been lots of lows for a lot of people. Well, I look back and I'm just totally ever grateful for all the opportunities and the experiences that I've had this year in my life. It has been lovely. And, you know, always be grateful to the universe. And you guys know I'm really big on all of that sort of thing because, you know, gratitude is everything. And, you know, for anyone that wants to start manifesting their dream life, it will happen. You've just got to believe it. You need to practice daily gratitude. Even record your daily gratitude. Like go on January the 1st. This is what I want out of this year. And you can play it back in a year's time, in you know, this time next year and literally see how far you've come. speak your daily gratitudes, you know, never dwell on negative or bad thoughts. Try and always see the positive in the situation. I mean, talking about positive in the situation, I went out for dinner with Rami the other night. I come home, as I do, slipped straight in the snow on my butt. It was so painful. But I was just thankful to the universe because, like, well, at least I didn't break my neck. At least I didn't break my leg. You know, you've always got to turn that positive into a negative. Get out and spend time with nature, guys. It's great for your mental health. And it's just great for your soul and your well-being. Always be kind to yourself. You know, it is okay to say no. As I said to you, I've been invited to so many places this Christmas. I can't go. My family are important. I love you. But, you know, I've got to make the time. And, you know, I want to be with my family as well. Always say thank you to the universe, guys. You know, always thank the universe. And, you know, if anyone out there is feeling a little bit low, definitely get manifesting. Try it. Try something new in 2023. Darlings, I want to wrap up this podcast with a big ho, ho, ho and a Merry Christmas from me, the GC. I hope you've all been on Santa's good list this year, honeys. Get the sequins on, get the Christmas pudding down you, add that double cream and stay fabulous. I hope you've enjoyed today's Gemma Collins podcast produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Now, don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review and message me a voice note at Gemma Collins on Insta and TikTok with your stories and questions. And I'll answer them on next week's podcast. And I will see you all with a huge episode of the Gemma Collins podcast in 2023. Logging off now, huns. Love ya.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.